where do we stand with West Point Partners? On the table over there, in addition to your agenda, is the application process for all of these, which is major transmission facility siting in New York State. The AC lines right now are on hold, but they are going to have a meeting on March 19th to decide how they will expedite the AC projects. Separate is West Point Partners, which is the one we're most concerned with here and also our neighbors down south, because that comes through the village in a direct current buried cable vault. Starts out by Flats Extension Road on open space rural town parcel. That's the converter station. So they'll take the energy from the Leeds Athens plant AC, bring it to this DC 5-acre converter station, which you'll hear a lot more about later on, then go underground through the village, Flats Extension, Leeds Athens Road, then down Second, then we'll go north Vernon, then east towards the river, and to under the Hudson River for another 77 miles underground, coming up on our neighbors south, who will explain their situation down there. The route, as you can see, is up on the screen here now, and it shows it as their preferred route, West Point Partners' preferred route. As a citizens group, we have put in letters, which you'll be able to read on the Public Service Commission website, about our concerns about the quality of life, not only for the Flats Extension Road folks and this converter station, but also about what it will do burying and lines in our village. Not only that, for quality of life issues, for property valuation issues, for noise, cumulative impacts, and also what's the future going to bring. You know, we have Athens Gen. We have to start looking at that area out in the town as well. What if this goes in, what's next? We had Athens Gen, we have Iroquois gas compressor, we have the grid, not national grid, which is grown, which we're looking at to research how quickly that's grown and how much more it will grow. If this converter station does go in, they will add another half bay to that lead substation. So that's an additional land, additional electric out there. And being that the comprehensive plan was passed here in 2007 to leave that open space rural residential, it doesn't really bespeak much for a converter station.